The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right, back here in the 2 o'clock hour. Good times here on a Monday, recharging those batteries and getting after it. If you want to get involved in the show more than just listening, you know what to do. 844-843-6879. Now, we just had a teaser here for JP on where he's going, and he said a total today. So I have it down to two games right now, so it's almost like a coin flip on which way we're going to go. But I think I got this one. So you want to go first? You want me to go first, or what are you looking at here?
I'll go first. I'm going under the 8 in Cardinals Brewers. Wow. I can't believe I'm guessing an under, which already feels like a losing proposition. But I'm going under the 8 in Cardinals Brewers.
I'm going to take a look at the game now. Granted, for myself, like if you're really dipping into the numbers, you know how much I smash and trash the Detroit Tigers. I got a feeling JP is going to Detroit-Boston and hitting the over in that 9 game. Now, that was one of the two options, but that's the one I'm going with here, JP. Who did you actually go with today?
I took the Giants and Braves over 8 today.
Wow.
Loves the Giants game.
So far. I was so far off on that.
I looked at that for a second. I think I probably would have said under. What's the over about, JP?
Oh, actually, I think they're going to get a lot of runs today. I honestly think it's a good day for some runs out there. I think the Giants have been pretty average lately, but I think today they put it together and put up some runs.
Yeah, Atlanta's been scoring. I mean,
go head to head with JP here.
Oh, are you playing that towards a different direction?
I like the under. I do like the under. I love this. It's good. Now I actually will remember, JP, who you played tomorrow. There we go.
Now here's the thing. You've already kind of had a head-to-head duel with JP.
He beat me.
Didn't work out your way.
Yeah, I don't remember what the play was. Neither was anybody else in the audience. So
that's not
big deal.
I remember it very clearly because it was another Giants game. Yeah, it was Giants Royals. You had a Giants team total.
Who? I never took that.
And you were like, hey, you wrote, and it was great. You go, you better hope the Royals get shut out because I'm getting my Giants team total.
I think they did too.
No, they did not at all. The Giants lost the game. And I think maybe put one run across the plate. JP is, I believe, a perfect 2-0 when we talk about going out there and slamming it down on the baseball. And what is JP, Donnie? Is JP – hold on a minute now. So was JP 4-0 last week? The Gary Payton prop was for game – what would the Monday play have been? It would have been NBA action, though. What would he bet? What did he bet Monday? I couldn't tell you. Did he just
bet Golden here Monday?
State? Were you here Monday, Jay? Why does no one ever remember anything?
Yeah,
I was here Monday. I'm going to look right now what I had.
I think you bet Golden State. I think JP might have had a 4-0 week last week.
With the calls. Calls were all Golden State.
Oh, I took the Warriors minus 3.5 that day.
Yeah, so JP was 4-0 last week. So
there you go.
One of the all-time... JP weeks, basically as good as it can possibly go. So we'll see if it stays hot here. Trying to go for 5-0.
Rolling through the punches. And talk about, again, multiple base runners here. Nobody out in the top of the third inning. This game should have way more. Not embedded, but I'm starting to feel for the people out here. I really am. That would have taken the over, because these are the frustrating ones where you say, all you can ask for, and I would always subscribe that, all you can ask for is chances. But, boy, when you get chances where it's like every inning, 2 to 3 base runners, and only one run is scored because everybody likes to strike out with those opportunities, seems like you're going to get one of those. Now, also, I missed if, you know, a couple minutes left in this early segment here in the 2 o'clock hour, I get a kick out of it. Like today, news breaks. Kyrie Irving, probably not going back to the Nets. Talk with BSS during the break. All right, we're going to lead with this coming right back in. So I don't know if you're watching the show, but, you know, like the room was enjoying this one, where basically I said, all right, we're back live, blah, 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 blah. Ben's giving me a nice preamble, turns to me. I go, all right, you guys are lucky out here in the streets, because DRS is here, and he is the official NBA guy of the early line. Me and Ben played off that over the next couple minutes, went over real well in the room.
Yeah. Now, one thing obviously with that is the laughter that it's accompanied with statement like that lets you know that it's obviously not true right off of the bat. But I got to say, as somebody that's going to be appearing on The Morning After tomorrow, knucklehead activities from you, you come to expect that, right? Nah. In fact, I think that's almost what you're paid to bring.
Yeah.
I think Ben could have done the right job there and said, now, Donnie, that isn't even remotely true. And in fact, why don't you hit the bricks? I'll handle this segment myself. I think that would have been a stand-up move from Ben if he would have kicked you off the show right then and there.
Now, it also started with the show where, you know, you get introduced and I say, you know what? Back in the back, I mean, there's people all behind the scenes saying, Donnie, we need you Monday. We need you Monday bad because, you know, Ben's been off a couple days. We don't know where the show's going. Make sure you be that anchor there to pull him back in line. So everything worked out well. And for the guy, the most steady guy at the grid to sort of get that shit back in the right direction on TMA, that was me today. So, I mean, I got a lot of credit behind the scenes, you know, mugs being sent my way, you know, a lot of kudos for that.
I'm sure. Why don't you ask him, hey, did you like my appearance today on that show? Be like, what are you talking about?
Nope. I mean, hold on now. Who's pulling you off your current shows here? We can't be doing that. They got to find you in one spot, pal. One or two spots.
Too much?
That's about it at this point. We don't want to spread it thin. We don't want to get after it. We don't want you to be seen by too many outside networks that might be coming in here to give the bag, as some people like to say. It is what it is, but Sports Grid is the home for everybody, including DRS, BSS, and also the real Kevin Walsh. Come on back with us, call in if you want to, 844-843-6879. Nobody scored in the Mets game. What?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes, sir. Right back here at Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. And we just heard that recent commercial right there. And we're going around the, Sports Grid facilities, Bell Works, New York City. Kevin's been known not to pick up the check. Is that true? Am I just hearing things? Or is that true? Never pick up the check?
I mean, it's, you know? It's quite the opposite, to be fair. I'm one of the kinder, more generous people this company probably has to offer, if I had to guess.
Now, if I have to guess here, I only know from what I know, like being in person. Right. Like, I like to think myself as personable, easygoing, you know, do shows with. But never in my life have I ever said, you know what, K-Dub's a pretty good guy, and you meet him in person, and he just blows you off. Like, never in a million years would I ever think that would have been the case where, like, I was like, man, me and Kev really get along well. Sure. And they always, like, the first impression is, like, the impression that stands where
that
Kev was like, man, like, here he comes. Let me just dab him up real quick and then just try to
piece him
off to the side.
What I knew in that moment is all of the menace behavior that you were going to provide throughout the rest of these days. And I said, you know, I got a big time of just the one time. Just right off of the bat, I got to let him know that when it comes to this 1-2 punch here, there's a one and there's a two. And I just needed the order to be understood. That's all.
Like, I needed to know, like, who you thought that guy was getting off the elevator in L.A. Because you knew, yeah. like, obviously the guy knew you.
Yeah.
Somebody from Sports Grid.
Yeah.
I don't recognize him. So maybe you would say, like, well, if I never saw this guy in person, it's probably only one guy.
No.
Like, that didn't even cross your mind?
No, because I'll tell you exactly why. That would never cross my mind, right? The first time I would see Donnie, I would know it was Donnie. You have to imagine, right? Like, so I'm like, man, this is, you know, someone behind. Because Donnie, obviously, you know, as guys that are on air,
yes.
It's reasonable that somebody that maybe is involved in production that we've never yeah. met or never put a face to would That's see true. Us and know right away. So I was like, oh, man, like, what show did this guy produce? Like, man, I feel like I should know. And then, like, you know, we obviously dapped up. And the second I heard your voice, I was just like, oh, man. And it was one of those things where, like, I right away was like, I just got to let you know right off the bat. I yes. didn't know it was you until right now.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to, like, play it off like, man, I'm yeah. a little awkward. I hope he didn't think it was weird. I'm like, no, this is weird, and I need to explain myself.
Yep. See, most people, you know, we didn't have – so other people had, you know, cameras to their liking all week long. There should have been a camera coming off the elevator at that point right there.
Come on, stop, man. Moments. I mean,
we need that next time. Like, it's somewhere out somewhere. Like, we need the cameras just, like, following us around, walking, and yeah. who we see, what we're eating at breakfast, busting stones. Although, some of the conversations out there might have got people in trouble on camera, so better off leaving them off camera at some point here.
All conversations get all people in trouble is what you learn in time there. So, man, it is incredible that there was a full stash camera crew out there for basically a secret operation.
Yes.
I mean, what's
yeah.
the deal?
Maybe they were just using it as a sting operation that we weren't a part of at that point. Now, talking about, you know, being on the mic and getting yourself in trouble, I want to switch you over to the NFL just a little bit here because this isn't a surprise for me. Now, Adam Schefter's tweet, which you saw this coming out this morning, more on the attorney for Commanders owner Daniel Snyder, reiterating Monday that Snyder would not testify before Congress on June 22nd, despite a request from the committee to reconsider. Now, it's never a good thing when the government is calling your private enterprise into play saying, this is going off the rails so poorly, we need to do an inquiry on what the heck is going on behind the scenes for the Commanders. Now, typically when you're an owner of a team and your team's in some hot water and you don't think you did anything wrong, what do? K-Dub? You step up to the mic and say, hey, look, under my tutelage here, we might not have been perfect, but here's exactly how it went down. Here's what we're correcting, and here's why, you know, we shouldn't be in trouble here in this Congress inquiry. But the fact that Daniel Snyder, as soon as that mic would open up, they would bombard him with questions that he legitimately could not answer correctly, I love this story a lot. Because if I'm a House, you know, congressman, and I look at this and be like, okay, your franchise has been run like a mess. You're the leader. Explain yourself. You know what? I can't explain myself because I might end up in jail at the end of this without a mm-hmm. football team.
Yeah, well, what's he going to do? Does the wife still own the team? Did he take it back? Like, listen, man, I don't know what you guys want to talk to me about. I mean, I got nothing to do here. I'm a stay-at-home dad, right? Like, you know, I mean, basically, what, Vince McMahon style? Like, I mean, is that the move from Snyder? Like, listen, I got nothing to say as far as the top of the food chain goes here, which obviously isn't true. I mean, what's his move there, right? What's, like, I don't, like, because I got to tell you, Don, like, it's like once every 2 weeks, there's a story around the Commanders that basically is like, this guy Daniel Snyder is going to be forced to sell tomorrow. He's been in charge for, you know, forever. Like, it's never actually yes. going to happen, despite the fact that every day seems like his last day.
No, it seems like it is. But by the way, we're going to get to the callers right now. 844-843-6879. I got more Daniel Snyder gas coming up here shortly, but I don't want to keep these guys on hold anymore. Carl in New Jersey, it's a Monday, trying to cash in post Father's Day. What's good, Carl? What do we got out there?
What's up, Carl?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing today? Hey. Happy Monday. What's the good word?
All right, Monday. Doing good. New week, new money. What do we got today, brother?
Same old, same old. I got a question for you guys. How do you guys feel about fantasy football? Is that your guys' scene?
I like it. I have fun with it. Yeah.
I've moved to a different format. But all in all, I'm certainly
interested in it. In general, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think if we had a money line fantasy football league this year?
Oh, it's happening. I think it might have to happen. If the caller's getting involved, I think it might have to happen here.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Maybe JP gets in there, Professor X, maybe Red Tail.
Sure.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, my guy X-Man's going to be in there. I mean, I'm assuming he goes unbeaten. I assume I mean, X-Man's going to be setting the lines for the games on a week.
Yeah,
he's
going to take like the worst players just to get that added bump bonus, right? You know what I mean?
Be more impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus money players. Yeah. Plus money players.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there it is.
Man, that's a good point. Oh, man. Yo, this week I got Donnie on the money line again.
We should make it happen. Plus we should set a league up this year, guys.
I don't mind that.
We might
idea.
Have to.
I don't mind
I think
that.
We might
idea.
Have to.
Something to look into.
So what do we got, Carl? What do we got for today?
That's what he's got.
Plays?
We got for the MLB.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm going to go Cubs Pirates under 8 runs. And this is a little weird this game because I feel like this line is just asking you to take the over, but I'm going under today. You got two bad pitchers, but you got two bad offenses too. So I'm going under 8 Cubs Pirates. And in that other game, which you guys talked about earlier, Giants-Braves, I'm going Giants money line today. You got two decent pitchers there. Giants just played in Pittsburgh, got a win yesterday. I'm going to go Giants on the money line, though, plus 125. I'm leaning toward the over in that one, too. I agree with JP. I think there may be some runs in that game as well today.
Wow.
There we go, down in ATL. I like it. Gang up on me at this point here. And see what we got on those unders. We got a couple baseball plays in the door. By the way, interesting part in that Pittsburgh game, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I did a listen up today. A highly touted prospect is coming up here for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's a shortstop, and he's 6'7".
Ah!
How about that?
That's very tall for a shortstop. Position player, really. I mean, outfield, I guess, but, I mean, man, what is that strike zone going to be? What's Judge, 6'5"? 6'6"?
Yes, he's either 6'6 or 6'7". I saw one of the add-ins. Corey Seager was 6'4", so he was one of those, the Giants. But this guy is going to be 6'7", and the joke I was making on there is, like, you really want to hurt my feelings. They put that guy in a shift on the right side where he's 6'7", hovering. What? You know what I mean? Like Joey Gallo be like, man, get this guy out of my face. I'm just going to be hitting rockets into this guy's glove like a vacuum. But I thought that was interesting where usually it's that I need to be 6'6", so I can move laterally back and forth. And this guy's like, yeah, I'm 6'7". I'm just going to be a vacuum out here. So we'll see how interesting that is for the Pirates. But a lot of prospects moving up for that organization. We'll see if it plays out here. We'll take more of your calls after the break. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline on a Monday. Come on back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Train is rolling. The train is rolling here on a Monday. New week, new money, as we like to say on Moneyline. On your right side, along with Kevin Walsh, Major League Baseball here. Close your eyes if you wanted to take an over in this game from the jump, because you only got one run here. Over-under now listed at 6, a Mets favorite of a minus 400 plays. Blown opportunity after blown opportunity. See if you can turn it over on the bullpen here. But let's get back to the phone lines today. 844-843-6879. Craig from Houston, otherwise known as Space City. Welcome into the money line.
Thanks for having me. I'm actually from Jersey, and I'm flying back into town, and I wanted your guys' advice on something. We're going down the shore for everybody's 40th birthday, and I want to get my friends a present, and I'm thinking, what's better than an Eagles futures ticket? So do I get everybody a Super Bowl ticket? Jalen Hurts MVP? Nick Sirianni Coach of the Year? They're also flying into Houston for the game. So do I get like a bunch of them and put them in envelopes and they just pick and it's blind? Like what do I do here?
Yeah, but before we answer this, I just want to preface by saying, like, I love the Eagles' futures this year and Jalen Hurts, so I want to get that out of the way at this point. But I do think the envelope is a sensational idea, K-Dub. You get what you get, like a potluck. That's a great idea. Absolutely a great idea.
I totally
I think you get a win total in there. I think you get the division. I think you get the Super Bowl, the conference.
And I love it all.
By the way, I mean, listen, Jalen Hurts MVP ticket. I mean, you got to immediately get that in there.
Me too.
But the main one, I mean, Nick Sirianni, Coach of the Year, of course, there's value. And you know why there's value, Craig? Because Brandon Staley's the favorite again, and that dude's got no chance. Craig, I love the idea.
Man, that's good. What shore are we going to, too, by the way?
He's also 40-1, and the Super Bowl is even less than that. So you figure if they win a division, have a good season, it's a regular season award. That one might even pay them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good idea. Craig, where are we going at the shore? Which shore point are we hitting in New Jersey?
Brigantine.
Oh! Ooh! Family's got a place down at Brigantine.
One of the guys in the group has a house. He rents out half and uses half, but he kicked everybody out. Kid free for the week. Everybody's 40th birthday. It should be a good time. By the way, I'm also DFS Darth Vader on Twitter, so we've talked on there a bunch of times.
Absolutely. Glad to put
DFS
the name
League
to
coming
it there.
Up.
Awesome, awesome stuff, man. We appreciate the phone call.
So it sounds like the advice is to go blind, get a mixture of them, and just let it be blind luck.
Okay. Exactly. Blind luck. Put it in there. See what we can do. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
There you go. I like that too. Brigantine. I might run into this guy.
Segment.
I might run into this guy
more than anything, though. Yeah. Can we steal that segment? Like our own little blind, grab bag of NFL futures, maybe.
Yeah. I think you know what's funny about that too. You're right. Yeah. Like it's almost like we have to do this. Like I guess the grid won't participate, but we might be able to do it. Like. I'll pick two, props heading into the season that you have no idea what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like obviously, they're digital tickets. So it's not like, oh, I have it in my hand. But it's almost like one of those, you reveal, what you have and almost like a bonus one at the end of the year. What did Donnie pick for Kevin? $25 on, the Colts to win the AFC. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hilarious. So
if you missed out in play sports tonight, there was one night where Donnie said, you got those the free parlays.
Yeah. Yes.
This was in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. A risk-free 20, 25 bucks, whatever it was. And I won.
I think it was NBA.
NBA? You know what? I think Andrew Wiggins was in it, right? You're right. It was like an NBA TNT Thursday probably. But whatever it was, Donnie nailed it. Yeah. Because we forgot it even happened. You know what I mean? Because, again, he put it together on a complete whim, and I never looked at it. You kept the integrity there. We went back and looked, and all of a sudden, there was a winner there. So there's precedent to Donnie accidentally winning me some money.
There is precedent. And the best part about that is I put the parlay in, and, I don't remember what the hell I just picked anyway.
Certainly
so we were both surprised at the end of the night of what actually won in that case.
It's not like you were, sitting there, tracking tongue. In it, oh, I can't wait to tell him just one more Wiggins point. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, see that? People headed to the shore this weekend, giving out potlucks on Nick Sirianni. And I like it. I like what Craig from Houston was bringing to the table there. If you want to join the show, also 844-843-6879. Now, beautiful. Now, Craig calls in. We get right back on that NFL bandwagon. Because I do want to talk a little bit more about what's taking place here with the Commanders, but also across the landscape, because we see it. It's June. I'm telling you right now, and I'm always serious, and you know me. I tell my wife this stuff. Once it hits July 1st, it's football season again. It's football because even though nobody's in training camp yet, maybe some of the last OTAs are just going to wrap up. But when I see the calendar flip where I know, and I don't know, I'm telling you right now, back in my old life, as I like to say, when I was just an Eagle head, I would work and my whole life was just, what are the Eagles doing? And watch Miami Hurricanes football and college football on Saturday and Sunday, but working a normal job during the week.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when the Eagles would report to training camp, I would just turn on the local sports station, Comcast, whatever, Sportsnet, and them showing up. Now, they don't even go to camp anymore, but they would show up at Lehigh. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing. I can't wait to hear the practice report the next day. I'm not at that level anymore because we're in the business, so every day is sports. And, as you get older, it changes a little bit. But, boy, when you just flip that calendar to July and you really start thinking about, like, football season is here, and we're both Eagles fans, and it's kind of exciting. There's two ways you could think about it. One, your team is stuck in neutral where it's like, all right, maybe we make the playoffs, maybe they don't. A team on the rise, which you think the Eagles are, so there's a lot of intrigue, and a team on the way down. Like, football season hits a lot better when your team has expectations of winning a division as opposed to, oh, well, new coach and backup quarterback, and you'll wait till next year. So it is going to be fun, but I'm excited. 2 weeks out from July, and I'm ready to go already.
Well, I mean, you know, if we have a chance maybe to keep it a little regional based on the call that we just had, right? Maybe someone out there is in that big party and are wondering, hey, well, what's the value on the tickets? I mean, you know, he kind of put something into perspective there. Like, the Eagles win a Super Bowl is under 30-1. You know, like they basically got the same odds to win the Super Bowl as, like, the Lakers do to win the title. Yeah. They got LeBron James on that team, whether, you know, you think they've got any juice or not. Mm-hmm. And that Philadelphia Eagles team is going to have a lot of people selecting them to win a division, and understandably so. And that's, you know, usually part one, right, if you're going to try and win a Super Bowl, is go out there, get a first-round home playoff game. And they've made a lot of good moves. They added a Jaquiski Tartt, I believe it was, over the weekend as well.
That's a good move.
Just trying to get a couple more pieces in that secondary. I mean, you know, realistically, outside of any grand ideas of is a franchise, not even a franchise, is a surefire top eight quarterback going to somehow be an Eagle coming into this season? What more could you have wanted from this offseason?
Yeah.
Good draft picks. Yep. A.J. Brown, just so many different moves to be positive on.
Yes, and I mean, if somehow Minshew can find his way into that lineup, I mean, I'm going to be all on board. I'm going to be all on board if that takes place at this point here. And also, a quick update here in Major League Baseball. You ready? I mean, it hurts, but you need chances to score. So the Mets, man on first base, ground ball up the middle, great base running. Now they have second and third with one out. Let's see if they can cash in on a scoring opportunity here as a 6.5 is posted in the Mets. Up one run here, a -550 on the money line. So turning up the gas repeatedly here, see if they can score.
Certainly expecting them to score. Feels like there's been runners on all game long, though. I feel like every time you're like, a couple runners on, and it's just nothing's coming. So, and I know someone tweeted at us. I don't know if they ultimately threw it down, that Mets team total 4.5. Sounds like you should be, like, on your way to winning.
Yeah, you should be wrapping it up. Yeah, you should be wrapping it up this inning. Absolutely at this point here. All right, so let's take a look. You got 1-0 here. And okay, so we're locked. I do see a hit. Actually, a fly out to left field. Luke Williams throws a dart to home plate. Beats the tag, though. Dropped it. J.D. Davis scores. So 2-0, and it looks like a man on third, but he is pointing. What are we pointing at here as the
third
catcher?
Third base. Did he tag?
Was the tag up short? But why would he be? Base. Or maybe second base did the same thing. Let's see if it comes back, because I know the catcher was pretty adamant about something. But the pitcher walking back, I don't think there's going to be anything up here. 2-0 right now. Mets, as they now are an -850 favorite here over the Miami Marlins. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. Like, it's still so early to have a monster price like
that, right?
But I wonder what the catcher was looking at this point. It was a decent throw home, but the catcher, even if he would have caught the ball cleanly, I still think Davis is beating that tag, which he was going to anyway. Drops the baseball, but I don't think there's any replay or anything coming in at this point because Davis did hit the bag clearly. Great slide, too. I always appreciate those classic slides here as we get in. By the way, also, from Twitter, I got a DM here from Eric. I can tell you that in January, there was a critical mass of owners who were ready to vote Snyder out. Wednesday is big, but things have been going on. Things have been going on behind the scenes for a while. So there we go. Some insider information here, K-Dub, from the Washington Commanders here. We get it from all over the place. All over the place here. But it's nice. Nice to see that from the people out there.
I mean, you know, the only thing is, if we do get the official word, like, he has to sell. Mm-hmm. This was put into perspective not that long ago when they had to sell in Charlotte. They're like, oh, what a punishment. He basically has to cash in on his multi-billion dollar entity and live comfortably for the rest of his life.
Now, you know it would be tasty, you know? Right? Signs it over to the wife. Wife's like, all right, now I'm divorcing you, but it's my football team. Oh, man, that would hurt. Oh, that would feel so good, right? I'm 51% owner. I'm just going to vote you out and not even sell the team. Oh, tremendous how that
I'm
would
sure
actually
there's gotta be
play
some
out
for protection in there for him for that. I would assume yeah. so.
Keeping that NFL angle alive here, too. Will we ever, Kevin, get some reasoning and a resolution on Deshaun Watson? We'll talk about that coming up. Stick with us right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right side.
Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. They're now up 3-0 over the Miami Marlins and a hefty. How about this, Kevin? 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. 5 innings. To hold that 3-run lead, you'll be paying a hefty -1250 on the money line here and a total listed at 7.5. Any takers for you on that one? -1250 here, put some money in that FanDuel account?
No. I'll tell you this right now. I throw down -1250 on the match. You might as well start cashing those Marlin tickets if the number's right. But now what I'm more interested in, no surprise here. Mm-hmm. You know, we start to look at the totals.
Yes.
You know, 2 plus 104 Miami, 5 minus 130 with the Mets. Do those numbers jump off of the page anymore?
For the total?
Yeah.
With the team, you talking a team total? I didn't hear the
yes.
first part.
Yeah. I was just going through both team totals.
All right. Yeah, let me see.
5 minus 130, 6 now for the Mets, 2 plus 108.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I like the Mets then. Yeah, I like the Mets.
Yeah. I know we've got some callers. I want to dive through, see who's kind of coming up in this batting order right now.
Batting order. Well, here we go. Well, let's see what the X-Man's up to here. 844-843-6879 on the call in. The X-Man on a Monday calling in from Virginia, laying down the wet. I saw a big ticket out there, X-Man, that we were close to.
Yeah, real close. Hey, it's something great out there for me. I ain't even tripping. I'm going to get something even bigger. But
big ticket was that big fish was in the water last night, K. The big one, almost.
Oh man! All right, let's make it happen. What do we got?
We got Yu Darvish, 6 strikeouts. San Diego Padres to win. Colorado Avalanche, money line, 3-way, regulation.
Give me
and
the
I
odds.
Got one more.
What are the odds out there? What's the odds on that?
I got one more.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, take
oh
it easy, Donnie.
One more.
I mean, I'm excited.
San already. Francisco Giants. Yeah.
There you go. Ding. Well, what's the price? Give me the price out of here, X-Man. What price is we looking at tonight? No. No price, K-Dub.
Take it easy. What do you got here? Yeah, I mean,
I told you.
Plays by his own
no price.
Hold on. Now, Donnie, what was the first one? He said he likes the Avalanche, right?
Yes, the Avalanche, and also it was
and the Giants. And wasn't who was before
Avalanche,
the Avalanche?
Giants, but it was hold on here.
Was it baseball?
Oh, yes, it was San Diego. Strikeouts over on Darvish, and also San Diego.
Oh, a player performance, though.
Yes,
here.
Yeah. So that's a 4-way. Oh, ding it. Give me the price.
I mean, hold on a minute. Hold on. All right. Now, if I've got every item, which is debatable, Padres money line, Darvish over 6.5 Ks, Avs money line, Giants money line, plus 1235.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. The big fish in the water swimming around here. Yeah. What do you got? A -178? You got did he say San Francisco? So that's a plus money number. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Ooh, Don, all right, hold on a minute. Let's get to this Mets game here now.
Yes.
Runner on top of the order comes up here now for Miami, okay?
Yes.
We've got a 2-0 count as well with a team total now. It's 2.5. It was just a flat 2.
Yeah. Still like that Mets 5. I still like that Mets 5 sticking out to me. And I've been having some very good success. Now, this isn't like fitting the bill what I was doing over the weekend or the past week in a blowout. Like, you know, you get that 7-1 lead in the third inning. I've just been like blindly betting the team with like the 7 or 8 run lead early, and it's been working out real well. Even in the Yankees game where I stole one, thank you, Joey Gallo, who I believe hit like a 2-run shot in the 9th inning of one game. We'll say that might have been Friday night. Friday night? I don't think it was Saturday. I think it might have been Friday night. But I've been having a lot of success. Now, granted, 3-0 is a little bit different than 7-1 in the third inning. So we'll see what happens. And again, if you do tie the game up, Marlins 3-3, that 5 even looks better with the chance of extra innings. But we're talking about bottom of the 5th, which means 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. You got 4 guaranteed at-bats here to get 2 runs for that push. I still think they can do that because also, this isn't one of those where like, oh, man, thank goodness we got a runner on. Oh, I hit a 2-run home run and nobody else is on base. I mean, they've been running around the clock here on the bases, just not scoring a ton of runs at this point. And again, if you're a Marlins backer in this game, you say, what do I have to do to score a run every inning the leadoff guy is on, 2 runners on, but you just can't get that clutch hit. So now we have a full count here in the top of the 5th inning, runner on first base, 2.5 at a plus 100, and the Mets at a over 5 at a minus 106 in the game itself, under 8, over 8. So over 8 is actually 7.5 now, so I'm going to assume, did this guy strike out again?
Did he really?
I mean, really. Hold on.
He was up 3-0 in the count and lost himself.
Yeah, let me see. Because it wouldn't have went to 7.5.
Yeah.
And it's taking quite a bit of time here. And also, the Mets total is 5 at plus 104. And something bad happened because the Marlins, was it maybe even a double play? Would have been the worst case. No, he struck out. Yeah, I just saw it there.
Yeah.
So, again, they can't move that runner over. And there's your 2 now at a minus 104.
With
over
Jazz
for the
coming up. Right? Isn't it Jazz coming up to the plate?
Was that the one hole? Was that Bert? Who struck out? Bert? Birdie. Yeah, Birdie was one. Okay. Yep. Yeah, so it is Chisholm here. He should be.
Jazz versus a lefty? How's that match up?
Yeah, let me see real quick. Let's do these numbers. I didn't think the Marlins matched up all that well as it was, but let's see here. Terrible. Birdie's actually the guy you wanted up. 207 ISO, 358 weighted on base percentage. Sure. Take a look at this for Chisholm. An 033 ISO. How about the weighted on base average? 067. Like, again, I didn't even know. This guy's a really good hitter. I didn't know it could go that low.
Right.
So he's basically an automatic out, as I say that, with his at-bat. Let's see if we could do any damage. But now you're getting that 2 at a plus money price, which isn't bad. I mean, I do like the Mets bullpen a little bit. But as I said, I continue to look at, you know, that Mets number at 5, saying, okay, I think I can get the push, maybe an over here, because you're not going to have those great bullpen guys coming in as, like, your closer, per se. So maybe an angle to look at, but don't love it that much. It'll be interesting to see how this at-bat does play out, though.
Nitto made the last out. So you're going top of the order for that next half inning there with the Mets, which isn't bad. That's not a bad. That's not bad at all, in fact, right? So
what happens here with Jazzy?
I'm not saying that you're going to bet this. But they have the home team at-bats and the away team at-bats. You don't remember the you know, single, any other outcome, strikeout.
Yeah.
Donnie, there were playoff games we weren't getting this, like, third go around in the order.
I loved it. I retired at 1-0 in that point, too. Like, it looked like it was going to be so much fun, and then got so complicated where I realized that the TV was way faster than any other outcome. The FanDuel Sportsbook was way faster, where you had to literally bet it a player ahead of time, so you couldn't even, like, measure up the situation at that point. Tough stuff here. But let's get back to the phone lines here. Late in the show, it's Red Tail from West Virginia on a Monday, right here on Moneyline with Donnie and Kevin. What's good, my guy?
Man, I don't know. I bet on the Mets, they lose. I bet against them, I lose. So I've got the I've got Marlins money line +100, around +200, and Marlins +1.5 at +200. And man, they keep threatening, but they don't do crap. I mean, they just. I mean, they're like a bad firecracker. I mean, terrible.
Yep. The fuse over there, Red Tail, blows up by the time you go grab it. They've had multiple chances here, including one right now with a full count. Chisholm at the plate. Yeah.
Every inning.
We walk.
In the NHL, man, I'm still a Lightning guy. But my God, that game, too, that was scary. I mean, that was like Banner's playing squirts if you watch youth hockey. I mean, that was crazy. I mean, that was like.
I mean,
but they had no goal. But if you can't shoot on the goal, what difference does it make? That's what's crazy about it. I don't know, man. Lightning are a bunch of proven guys, but man, I don't know. Tonight I'm staying away. Maybe during an end game, but man, that's crazy. 7-0. That was nuts.
Yeah, total tonight pretty high, listed at 6, but it is a plus 100 price. Kevin and I talked about it on the early line here. A minus 110 both sides. Still showing some respect for Tampa Bay, but my goodness, it is hard right there for me to say, you know what? Even how good the Lightning are, to back them tonight after what we just saw.
I swear, I thought the line would be like Lightning, you know, plus 120 even on home ice after watching that. Mm. I mean, that was like, I mean, even in regular season, that was complete domination. They had no idea what to do with that speed of Colorado. And I was entirely wrong in this series. I thought you had the best goalie and you had experience, and Colorado chokes every year. But, you know, not saying it's over, but my God, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly is. Any baseball for tonight later on, or are you going to tie one in there with the Lightning? I know you said you're probably going to get down mid-game, but anything that you got for any Major League Baseball?
Not yet. I got to figure stuff out first, man, before I do anything else. I thought the Marlins would show up, and they might yet, but I don't know, man. Rough stretch.
Hopefully get some good stuff in here for you tonight. But, you know, more bad news, I guess, for the Marlins as they ground into a double play to end the inning. My goodness, man. Torturous game.
I don't mean to laugh. It's just, it's comical, right?
We all been there before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's comical the way that this thing is going right now here. But, it's out. Maybe try to college baseball. It's live right now, Stanford and Auburn. Have you – look. I'm usually the first to jump in line with you, okay? I hear the...
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. Every single time I've turned on the College World Series, yes, I've actually enjoyed it.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. It has been an easy watch. The game feels like it is moved at hyper speed. The aluminum bat, I think it might add excitement insanely. I don't know any of the kids, and yet I'm interested in it. I don't know. I feel like I'm more likely right now to sit through and watch the College World Series game start to finish than if you made me watch like Pirates Cubs tonight. Like, I might rather watch Auburn Stanford. I mean, I guess it's playoff atmosphere and everything like that, but yeah, College World Series, I'm all right with it right now. I'm digging it.
I mean, it's a great setting. It's very passionate, but it's one of those where if I need to take a nap, I'll throw the College World Series on and pass out in a half inning. It's just not my cup of tea. It just isn't. I know a lot of people out there love it. It's something I should love. I love college football. I love the pageantry of college football. It's not like you're going, hey, we're going live to Omaha with like 300 people in the stands. It's packed every single night with these kids living and dying on every pitch, and it should be great. I can't do it. I can't.
I hear you. I mean, I don't know. It moves. Now, the one thing is it moves fast, though.
Mm-hmm.
It really. Now, there are some moments where it slows down because they don't have as many protections in terms of, like, we can just keep moving guys around out of whim. You know what I mean? Like, all right, this guy saw one guy, new arm. He just saw one guy, new arm. But I'm telling you, it's a fast game, the College World Series. From when I've had it on, it's been a fun. And it feels like at a moment's notice, like things can really break open. Like you almost have more hope that like there's going to be a big run than maybe when you're watching a baseball game.
Exactly. You have, you know, good hitters, decent pitchers, but it's always still college kids in big pressure situations. And sometimes the crowd can be involved in those games. We want to thank all the callers for being involved today, bringing that heat. We got one more segment here before we get out of here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, hey! Last segment of the day on a Monday, and would you guess it here? The Mets are in position to strike again with the first two runners on in the bottom of the fifth inning. They are. So here we go. Let's see if they can cash in and maybe make some money on some people's totals out there. But it is time for some picks today. And I will go first. I got the Angels team total tonight over 4.5 at a minus 135 price. I also backed the Toronto Blue Jays earlier at a minus 120. And I want to say here, K-Dub, that I think I got a very good price on that at this point here as they are, what's the number here? Where are they at? Minus 132. Okay. So CLV, remember it bought the dip this morning, as we like to say, at a minus 120 money line. I think Berríos returns the form here. Should I say stays in form. Five of his last past six starts have been very good. And I did take, against JP's wishes, the Giants and the San Francisco, the San Francisco Giants. And I've wrote it twice here at that point. I wrote Giants / San Francisco under 8. So there you go. That's how much I love the under tonight by backing the same team under 8. JP, I'm going to bring you on. I know what you got, but just explain it to the people one more time here for you.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going with the Giants Braves. Ooh. We're going with the over 8 total today.
Tough.
You know what? Well, I mean, listen, I love the head-to-head shenanigans here. You ready for my bet, Don, and I'm going to send the people out of here with?
Go.
I'm betting his Mets team total right now.
All right. What is it at? 5 still?
5.5.
Yeah.
Donnie, what's the hesitation that I'm supposed to have right now, I feel?
That double plays around the corner.
Nobody out. Lindor had a really hot bat over the weekend. Yeah, here comes the buffer. There we go. 5.5, 128 all of a sudden. Now 120. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. You know what? Principal play, I'm still doing it.
Yep, I think you're in a good spot. I think you're in a good spot here. 0-2 count here, I think, though, for Lindor right now. But also, the Marlins team total, one of our favorite things that shows up. It's a 1! 4 innings to walk into a run and get a push. I'm going to see how this turns out here on a Monday, but certainly want to thank everybody for their participation today on Moneyline. Callers, K-Dub, JP, it all came together. And you know what? We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved. It's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.